You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here. In the last days, the search warrants have been unsealed in the Brian Koberger case. Koberger charged with a quadruple slaying of four beautiful University of Idaho students. They have been sealed for 60 days, the public not knowing what was going on in that police investigation. And don't get me wrong, it's not the media or the public's right to be party to ongoing investigative files. That's a big fat no-no. But in his wisdom, the judge has allowed these documents to be released. And what a treasure trove of information we are learning the state has amassed against accused killer Brian Koberger. From flashlights to plastic gloves, rubber gloves, to ammunition, to a letter from Brian to Dad. What does it all mean? It means we are getting a look at how the state is building its case. Remember, this is the result of a pre-dawn raid on Koberger's parents' home, nestled in the Poconos, far away from the scenes of the murders in Idaho, and Koberger's white Elantra. I was really impressed that forensic techs thought to seize his gas pedal, his brake, the handle on the seat belt, looking for any traces of the victim's blood. It's hard to discuss the victim's blood and other trial strategy concerns when you know we are talking about four vibrant college students in the prime of their lives, cut down by pure evil. But I want you to hear the words of the police as laid out in the search warrants and search warrant returns, which simply means what was seized pursuant to search warrant. What did police think was important to this investigation? So take a listen to a verbatim, word-for-word reading of these documents just unsealed.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, County of Monroe, Affidavit of Probable Cause. Your affiant is Trooper Justin M. Leary of the Pennsylvania State Police, Stroudsburg Station Criminal Investigation Unit. Since 2009, I have served as a detective with Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office, a special agent with the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General, a task force officer with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and currently as a trooper with the Pennsylvania State Police, Troop N-Vice Unit. Throughout my career, I have conducted hundreds of criminal investigations, including numerous homicide investigations. Your affiant is Trooper Brian V. Knoll of the Pennsylvania State Police, Troop N Criminal Investigation Assessment Officer. I have been employed with the Pennsylvania State Police since 2008 and assigned as a criminal investigator since 2012. I've been assigned as the Criminal Investigation Assessment Officer since 2019. Throughout my career, I have conducted hundreds of criminal investigations, including numerous homicide investigations. On Wednesday, December 28, 2022, the Pennsylvania State Police was requested to assist the Moscow Police Department, Moscow, Idaho, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation with a homicide investigation which occurred on Sunday, November 13, 2022. As a part of the investigation, we reviewed reports and affidavits prepared by Moscow Police Department establishing probable cause for issuance of search warrants related to this investigation, which are included in this affidavit of probable cause as Exhibit A. Furthermore, investigators began physical surveillance of the property and area of 119 Lambsden Drive, Chestnut Hill Township, and in the early morning hours of Tuesday, December 27, 2022, observed Brian Koberger walking near the residence. Additionally, Koberger's vehicle was observed entering the Indian Mountain Lakes development on December 16, 2022, and the vehicle is still believed to be on premises. Investigators are also monitoring Koberger's cellular phone, which appears to be in the same vicinity of the residence. On Wednesday, December 28, 2022, while conducting surveillance, investigators observed Coburg traveling throughout Monroe County and arriving back at his residence on Lambston Drive. Your affiance are requesting a search warrant be issued for the search and seizure of all items listed in the items to be searched, along with forensic processing of all items. Additionally, based upon the serious and violent nature of these crimes, including risk of general public safety, your affiance are requesting a nighttime search warrant be issued to execute this search warrant at any time and the affidavit of probable cause be sealed. United States Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, receipt for property. 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Swabs, Ziploc bag with pink zipper, 7 quarters. Plastic baggie with green zipper, 36 dimes, 32 nickels, 8 pennies, gloves, receipts, car insurance card, car registration, hiking boots, comfort in room key holder and stay information, tire irons, shovel, goggles, floor mats, reflective vest, used water bottles, wrench, door panel, seats and seat cushions, headrest, seat belt, visor, fiber, brake pedal, gas pedal, phone charger, Band-Aid, wrappers, maps, documents, seat belt boot. Nothing further.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
The search warrants have been unsealed in the Brian Koberger case. Take a listen to a verbatim, word-for-word reading of these documents just unsealed.
United States Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, receipt for property from 119 Lambston Drive, Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, 18210. Number 1, knife. Number 2, book with underlining on page 118. Number 3, AT&T bill for Brian C. Koberger. Number 4, Glock 22 Gen 5 40 caliber. Number 5, Smith & Wesson pocket knife. Number 6, folder containing vehicle paperwork. Number 7, Acer laptop model N22C2. Number 8, green leafy substance in green container. Number 9, document. Number 10, green leafy substance in plastic bag. Number 11, white paper with password. Number 12, power cable. Number 13, cell phone. Number 14, 3 Glock 40 caliber magazines empty. Number 15, books. Number 16, black face masks. Number 17, prescription. Number 18, black gloves. Number 19, 1 black hat, 1 black mask. Continues to next page. Number 20, personal identification documents. Number 21, New Balance shoes. Number 22A, dark colored jacket. Number 22B, dark jacket. Number 22C, dark colored jacket. Number 22D, dark colored jacket. Number 23A, dark colored shirt. Number 23B, dark colored shirt. Number 23C, dark colored shirt. Number 24A, dark colored pants. Number 24B, dark colored pants. Number 24C, dark colored shirt. Number 25, clear plastic glove. Number 26, unintelligible. Number 27, unintelligible. Number 28, application, record of sale, Glock 22 Gen 5 40 caliber. Number 29, unintelligible. Number 30, note in desk. Number 31, criminal psychology book. Number 32, documents and DeSales University notebook. Continues to next page. Number 33, extra large Columbia Navy fleece. Number 34, a man's world drawing. Number 35, 10 inside glove inside box. Number 36, various criminology books, notes, and cards. Number 37, dark colored hat. Number 38, black gloves. Number 39, Seagate Barracuda 1 terabyte Samsung solid state drive. Number 40, black box Samsung NVMe SSD 960 EVO 500 gigabyte with Intel Optane in box. Number 41, 2 pair of black gloves, 1 black knit hat. Number 42, dark green short sleeve shirt, black long sleeve shirt, black sweatshirt, gray jacket, two pair of black pants, one pair of black jeans, two pairs of black jeans. Number 43, two black long sleeve shirts, two plain black pants, one gray jacket, one gray knit felt hat, one black glove. Number 44, motherboard. Number 45, Washington State University paperwork. Number 46, note from Brian from Montana. Number 47, craftsman shop vac. Number 48, medical documents. Number 49, loose documents. Continues to next page. Number 50, note to dad from Brian. Number 51, maroon colored spiral notebook. Number 52, dark colored clothes. Number 53, HP 100B all-in-one computer. Number 54, Lenovo IdeaPad laptop. Number 55, tangent model medallion 5155B desktop. Number 56, dark clothes and laundry basket. Number 57, Taylor cutlery knife and leather sheath. Number 58, Swab S1. Number 59, Swab S2. Number 60, Swab S3. Number 61, Swab S4. Number 62, two pair of dark colored boots. Number 63, one pair of brown boots. United States Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation receipt for property from Brian C. Koberger, 119 Lambsden Drive, Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, 18210. Number 1, one Defiant silver flashlight. Number 2, four medical style gloves. Number 3, white Arizona Jean Company large t-shirt. Number 4, Champion WSU Comper large black sweatshirt. Number 5, a pair of black and white size 13 Nike shoes. Number 6, a pair of black Under Armour socks. Number 7, Under Armour black large shorts. 8, Under Armour black boxers large. And 9, one buccal swab.
Well, there you have it. The unsealed documents as they relate to the ongoing investigation into the quadruple slay of four incredible, beautiful, vibrant University of Idaho students. God rest their souls and God give us justice. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.